to God, composed and performed by resident neighbors of a facility called the Northeast Center for Special Care, which is a therapeutic community for the rehabilitation of brain injury, spinal cord injury, respiratory conditions, and ventilator weaning. They're located in Lake Katrine, New York, and they provide accommodations for 280 resident neighbors. They have an award-winning fine and performing arts program that's been recognized nationally. And we have two of the fine folks who work at the Northeast Center for Special Care here in the studio today here on Anything Goes. Peter Bass is a music and performing arts facilitator at the Northeast Center. His range of experience has included original modern dance performance works in New York City and rock and roll shows in California. Oh, this is neat. For 22 years, he's been teaching at Playwrights Horizons Theater School for New York University, developing movement theater classes, and he's been a student of African theater, music, and dance for 14 years with a focus on dance and drum from Guinea, West Africa, and has studied and performed with Mohamed Camara of Percussion de Guinea and Mimo Camara, former premier dancer of the Ballet Africain, and his work at the Northeast Center continues, and he collaborates to create original performance works. And we have Rick Soshensky. He's a music therapist with close to 20 years' experience treating children, adolescents, and adults with diverse diagnoses. Rick is a nationally known author and lecturer in the music therapy field with numerous journal articles, textbook chapters, and lecture credits. He's currently director of the Fine and Performing Arts Department at Northeast Center for Special Care, and he was recently nominated by Therapy Times magazine as one of the most influential people in the therapy field for 2008 for his work at the center with clients recovering from brain injury. And under Rick's leadership, Northeast Center's Arts Department has been recognized by the New York State Health Facilities Association with an Innovative Practice Award for 2007. And here on Anything Goes, we are pleased to welcome Rick Soshensky and Peter Bass to tell us how music and art therapy can impact people's lives. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yes. It's my pleasure to have you. Tell us about this ode to God that we've just been listening to. Now, this album is Together We Dream, Together We Heal, and all this music was made by your resident neighbors. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Little support by myself and Pete. You know, we're part of the band, and we work on tracks together, and we have a little 8-track recorder that we purchased, a little portable 8-track digital recorder, and we just work on songs and come up with something that we like, and when we had enough, we put them on an album.
When we had enough.
Well, the neighbors really, you know, are the ones that are sort of facilitating for us. They're the ones that are presenting the material, and Ode to God particularly was one that was inspired by one of the neighbors at the Northeast Center. They created it, and they were looking for a little bit of support with it. Rick sort of volunteered guitar work with it, and that's how it came about.
It's actually, by the way, Peter mentioned the word neighbors. The people who are served at Northeast Center are not referred to as patients or clients. They're referred to as neighbors, to emphasize the community approach and the therapeutic community within the facility. Actually, in that particular track, I am playing guitar. Just the way it came out, I usually do not attempt to take such a forward role in the recordings. Much more of a supportive role, and let the neighbor have the leading roles in the pieces.
So who are the neighbors that live at the Northeast Center?
Well, there's a wide range of people. I mean, we do have a lot of people that were musicians. The one that created that particular song used to go up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
Really?
Doing clubs, and she had a whole piano act that she was putting together.
Can you give us first names a little of those people?
Yeah, that's
people?
Marty.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Marty wrote and or created Ode to Joy with your assistance out of an organic process.
Well, she didn't
process.
Create Ode to Joy.
Well, I beg your pardon, Ode to God.
Ludwig.
Thank you.
but it had that potential.
But you never know 500 years from now.
Now we're warming up, you guys.
But there's a lot of other people that we have an all-star conga player that, you know, came out of the Bronx, Jesus, and who have constantly, once they have an opportunity, sort of hone their skills working within the band.
You know, these are folks, whether they actually have musical backgrounds, these two individuals did, but because of what they went through in their lives, many, many reasons, including whatever happened to them in a traumatic sort of event, whether it includes brain injury or stroke or some other form of traumatic event, the music has, you know, not been able to come out the way that it did. And if they never did music, which many of them never really did other than amateur kind of music, it wouldn't really be there without the sort of program and people like myself and Pete to kind of encourage them to come forward and make this a reality. And Marty, as Pete said, was a professional musician, and then I don't really want to tell her whole story because it's not really fair to violate her privacy unless she would tell it. But she did not play music for her entire life for a long period of time, and it's only through coming to the center that and our the music program that she had the opportunity to get this back in her life and write songs and be so active as a musician.
So let's set the stage a little bit. The people that reside and are the neighbors at the Northeast Center are people who, for one reason or another, have had some kind of traumatic incident in their lives causing a brain injury or something else that's traumatic that keeps them from functioning in what we call normal life. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have varying ages of people that you work with?
You know, late teen. Northeast Center serves adults, so it would be late teens. We've had people as young as 17 or even 16, I think, but mostly not that young. But late teens, early 20s, up through elderly people. The median range is 40-ish.
Okay, and these are people who were living productive lives, maybe with families, and then something happened, an accident, car accident, cycling
they were just
accident.
Like us. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's important for us to honor that these are people who were just like us, and as they say, there but for the grace of God.
Absolutely.
And hence we have the ode to God here on this album, Together We Dream, Together We Heal. And if you're just tuning in, you tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and we're speaking with some folks from a rehab facility called the Northeast Center for Special Care. But our intent here is to let you guys know, as we have in the past when speaking with folks from Music for All Seasons, that music is not just something that we can enjoy as a recreation, but it also impacts the way our brain functions. Can you guys just clinic and give us a little information without getting too clinical, but some information as to what happens to a brain on music?
Yeah, Rick.
Well, you know, I have to go back to the previous point you just made, because I was, for the early part of my life, a performing musician. And my intent at that time in my 20s and early 30s was to become a traditional music star. And, you know, that didn't actually open up for me in the way that I had hoped it would. And hence I started to look around for other opportunities to take my life, which led me to music therapy. And as I've become a music therapist, which clearly once I started doing it was a better fit for me, it's been my mission to let people know exactly what you said, that music is a much broader thing than something that is purely an entertainment modality or a recreational modality or something that has been designated in this society as something that you do to relax or to get away from your regular life. And certainly in more primitive cultures, music was part of their life in a very profound way, and it was related to things that they did to survive, keep the community together, and to be in touch with the natural forces related to hunts and crops and everything else. It was a central part of their lives that related to their survival. It was not an entertainment modality. Might have had some entertainment value, but that was purely secondary. Where in this culture, we've kind of reversed that. Music is part of our lives. It's a part of important part of our lives, our, you know, weddings and so forth. But it's taken on more of an entertainment quality. So music affects us very profoundly. Now, in answer to your question, the second question about the brain on music, one thing that they have found is that the brain, the entire brain is involved with making music. Left side, right side, primitive, you know, what they call the reptilian brain, the emotional brain, the thinking part of the brain, the speech part of the brain, and every part of the brain. Perhaps there is no other activity in human life that affects the brain so profoundly and so holistically.
Hmm. So a brain is all lit up when it's making
it's
music.
It's all lit
like
up.
A Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's
right.
Lit up like a, well, you know, we know that, of course, now through brain scan technology, which right. is becoming more and more accessible. And so now it's very common for people with an impairment, which is affecting them profoundly in their everyday life. Maybe they can't speak. Maybe they have impulse control problems, so, you know, they're liable to go off at any second. Maybe they have movement problems. Maybe they have thinking problems, so that if you talk to them, it's not quite sort of getting through and they can't respond to you correctly. All these things that have to do with an impairment in the neurological system. It's very common in music for that to, I don't want to be, you know, dramatic and say it goes away, but it gets better. It gets much better, and that's very common. People who can't speak can sing. That is the first thing a music therapist witnesses.
Well, actually, there's a story in your early career where you were performing for a group of seniors,
that's
right?
True.
And there was somebody. Tell the story.
Well, when I was looking into the possibility of this as a career, I was going to play music as a performer in a nursing home.
Uh-huh.
And there was a fellow that was, you know, completely out of it. And they just sort of dressed him and put him in a corner. And they didn't expect anything out of him. And I would just sing in this sort of day room with a bunch of, you know, people from the nursing home. Next thing you know, this guy is singing along with me.
Do you remember what the song was?
Unforgettable.
No way.
Yeah, it's so funny that he, you know, can't remember anything, and the song he was singing was Unforgettable. That was purely coincidence, but the staff was just astounded.
Oh,
astounded.
How amazing.
And they started bringing people in from all over the nursing home to see this guy singing, because nobody thought that he was, you know, he was one step away from vegetative, you might say.
Oh.
And you know, we have an example like that in Northeast Center, and Pete can tell the story maybe about James and how he sort of got involved. And when he started getting involved, people also brought people to see this, because they didn't really think this person was capable of this form of relationship.
How amazing. Now, before we move on to the story about James, I wanted to play another song from Together We Dream, Together We Heal. And if you've just joined us, you are tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and we're speaking with performing arts therapist Peter Bass and music therapist Rick Soschensky about the way art impacts our brains. And can you set up April's song for us can you let us know a little bit about April?
Go ahead, Pete.
Well, April is... Robert and April had a very close relationship, mm-hmm. but it was tumultuous. And Robert wanted to write a song about April.
Who's Robert?
Robert is the writer and the singer on the song.
Okay.
And so he had put together this song, and we developed it out of the musicians that were around us in putting it together. But he wrote all the lyrics, and he's come up with other songs that are from his personal experience. And I guess that's one thing that we're sort of excited about.
Uh-huh.
Also, Marty, the person who wrote that first song, wrote the music, so they collaborated on this. And April's song, I think, was an attempt by Robert to put this relationship, which is very tumultuous, as Pete said, in the most idealistic and positive light. He wrote a romantic song. And I've heard other songwriters talk about that.
We all do that.
Where there's something that's intensely troubling to them and discordant, and somehow through the music that gets transcended and put in a higher level of truth for them, even though they can't 100% live that out in their everyday lives. And, you know, I think April's song is an example of that.
And if you'd like more information about music therapy, you guys, you can check out the American Music Therapy Association, AMTA. You can also get information about the Northeast Center by logging on to northeastcenter.com if you would like. Together We Dream, Together We Heal is available, and you can grab one of those. Here's another track from this album. It's April's Song, here on Anything Goes. Song, and you can find it on the Northeast Center's Together We Dream, Together We Heal. And the people who created this album, or you might call them patients, they call them neighbors. And we have in the studio a couple of guys who help facilitate creativity for those who are in some way impaired or challenged. And let me just mention, I know that when we want to get to Peter to tell a story, you've also worked with addictive personalities with music therapy. Is that right, Rick?
This is so.
Okay, yes. So we've got Rick Soshensky and Peter Bess here in the studio.
So they know autistic children and many other.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so this kind of therapy is effective for all kinds of different people, and music heals many, many different folks.
I believe so, because of what I said before, and that is you know, you have a particular pathway that is affected in affecting the person's communication and interface with the world and with other people, mm-hmm. and somehow music kind of crosses those paths in a different way, so the person has a better opportunity to connect with the world, with others, and therefore with themselves, because the way that they see themselves has to do with how they are functioning in the world. That's, you know, that's a very important point about people with brain injury, because they had an identity before. Mm-hmm. This is a big aspect of brain injury thought. That is, okay, person is a father or a mother or a professional or all these things that we do, and we get up every day and we do, and this is who we are. This is how we see ourselves. And then all of a sudden that gets taken away. Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Absolutely. Oprah just had a guest on a woman who wrote a book called The Stroke of Genius. And she...
Right.
Right. Have I got the right name?
The Stroke of Genius. That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
No. Stroke of Insight.
Stroke of Insight. Thank you very much. Yeah, I knew it was wrong when it came out of my mouth. Okay.
That's right.
And she was talking about that. She was a physician, a brain, a neurologist, and she spoke very eloquently about that. Excuse me, Rick. I want to get on to Peter. Now, Peter, tell us what it is that you do, since you're not a music therapist. You work with movement and other kinds of performing arts, and also... let me see here. You work at Playwrights Horizons, and you're doing dance movement over there as well?
Yeah, I teach a Movement for Actors program at the university. And the crossover that we found, Rick and I have just been discussing in the car, was that, it is trying to facilitate this creativity, no matter what level they are. So within the class, say I have 60 students over the year, I have 16 students within the context of the class. All the different personalities inside of it, and a way to draw information from them, can be challenging in that you want to sort of serve each individual when you have a wide range of experience within the class. And relating that back up to the Northeast Center, you have a lot of people with a wide range of experience. I mean, people come reclusive inside of it. Uh-huh. But when you put on the music, all of a sudden they'll become active, or they'll become cooperative within the context of the music. Some people just start. We have sort of a several level program at the Northeast Center. There's just what we call Street Festival, which puts on CDs and sees how people react inside of it, and they'll sing along with it, almost like karaoke, or they'll play instruments, we'll put out drums, but it's to get them engaged inside of it. Mm-hmm. When we were first starting to do that, we could see that almost exactly how Rick was explaining it in his experience, people would start singing songs verbatim within the context of that.
Wow.
And so getting on to, I guess, James a little bit, he was first sort of included into music programs, and he would start to haphazardly sort of play drums or work within the context of the program. But it is the way that we're sort of treating them almost as a normal human being in any relationship within the context of the music, their participation in it becomes valuable, and they become someone engaging in almost like a conversation in that way.
Wow. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. We'll be right back with more from Rick Soshensky and Peter Bass after we hit the top of the hour and a couple of quick messages. This is WFDU TNEC.
Is cellular technology hazardous to your health? Nationally known experts discuss the issues on Monday, November 10th at 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wilson Auditorium on the Metropolitan Campus of Fairleigh Dickinson University in Teaneck, New Jersey. Experts in the field will discuss the science of wireless exposure and biological effects, along with public policy issues. The program is presented free as a public service by WFDU-FM and the EMR Policy Institute, and is hosted by award-winning 20-year veteran 1010 Winds morning news anchor Judy DeAngelis. Reservations are required. Go to WFDU.FM for more information. That's WFDU.FM.
Hi, I'm Diane Korzynski from Paul's Motors Volvo. Music America on WFDU TNEC is underwritten by a grant from Paul's Motors Sales and Service Incorporated. Paul's is located at 990 Goffle Road in Hawthorne, New Jersey. On the web at www.paulsvolvo.com. Our telephone number at Paul's is 973-427-5777. Paul's Motors urges you to drive safely and keep listening to Music America on WFDU Teaneck.
And it's 11:02 on this Monday, the 27th of October. A beautiful day out there. 53 in Central Park, going up to a sunny 60. Enjoy today, because tomorrow you're going to need the umbrella and the sweatshirt or a fleece. And yeah, cold front coming in, so enjoy the sunshine. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the music in a way you cannot find too many places, because I know, because I live here too. Mixing up jazz, standards, classic pop, interviews, and hijinks every Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on member-supported WFDU-FM and syndicated internationally. You can find out about that at my website, anythinggoesradio.com, and also at my website right now, your chance to win yourself brand spanking new compilation of Bette Midler's All of the Hits called Jackpot, courtesy of Rhino Records. Just log on and enter. And if you're not an internet person, all you got to do is shoot me a postcard to Bette Midler CD Contest, P.O. Box 314, Rutherford, New Jersey, 07070. All righty. Next week here on Anything Goes, George Duran of the Food Channel. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to be giving you a chance to win a copy of his brand new book, Take This Dish and Twist It. And I'm not going to explain that because, as Mary Poppins says, I never explain anything. I'm Lise Avery. I'm here with Rick Soshensky and Peter Bass. They're telling us about how art and music can impact the brains of those who have been injured or have other kinds of issues. And you guys were telling us a little bit of a story about one of your resident neighbors at the Northeast Center.
Well, to piggyback on the point Pete just made about this fellow James is so profoundly impaired that he was very peripheral in, you know, very hard for him to connect with anybody in any meaningful way. And he started to sort of come around the music program and do a little bit, play a little bit of drums and so forth. And eventually he got comfortable and he started to help us pack up the equipment at the end of the day and move it down the hall to the storeroom where we keep it. And when he started to do that, the staff started to come like they were watching this miraculous event, because nobody really thought that this person was connected enough to sort of normal human, you know, functions that he would even be able to do this. And from that position, we were able to sort of involve him further to the point where he actually wrote a song, which is not on this album, unfortunately. He kind of wrote it in a perseverative way. You would not notice it if you were not looking for it, kind of just writing this free association stuff on paper. But then we were able to notice it, myself, Peter, and also Carolyn Corbett, who's the creative writing director. And we took this song and we framed it into an important piece of work. And I don't have time to tell the whole story, but it has become the central, or one of the central pieces to a performance piece that we do.
Wow.
We're going to be performing that at the Muddy Cup.
Well, where's the Muddy Cup?
Kingston, New York.
Kingston, New York. Okay,
Broadway.
We have a lot of folks who tune in from up there, so that it's a hop, skip, and a jump, actually, to Kingston, New York. Now, the Muddy Cup is there a website for the Muddy Cup? Do you happen to know what it is offhand?
I don't know, but it's probably muddycup.com or something. It's a big chain coffee house, you know.
Okay, and that's on November 12th?
Yes.
At 7 o'clock, okay.
That's correct.
And if you're looking for more information about, or to find a music therapist, a competent, qualified music therapist to help you out or someone that you care about, you can contact the American Music Therapy Association, otherwise known as AMTA. And that, of course, is a nonprofit organization, right, gentlemen?
Yeah, it represents music therapists across the country.
Okay.
And it's not a profit organization.
Okay. We can mention, if you would like a copy of Together We Dream, Together We Heal, songs by the resident neighbors at Northeast Center, you can contact northeastcenter.com, or you guys have just a couple that we can give away to folks who are listening. Is that right?
We'd be happy to.
Okay. So if you would like a copy of this wonderful CD with music that will heal and inspire you, You can give us a call as soon as the interview concludes at 201-692-2012. We have a limited number of them, so just write this number down. If you're brand new to Anything Goes and WFDU-FM, the number's 201-692-2012. We have just a couple of them, so if you want one, you're going to have to be quick at dialing. Anything else you guys would like us to know? You know, it's very frustrating for me to have only this short amount of time to introduce people to the miracles of music and art therapy, because there's so much to learn. And I think that it would be, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure how we can conclude this so that people understand the impact. I've seen it in videos and otherwise. I've seen your work, Rick, and I'm so floored by it. And what message would you like to get out to people about movement therapy, art therapy, music therapy? It's not just about banging on drums or putting things together with popsicle sticks, right? This is not arts and crafts.
Well, at Northeast Center, there's always been the vision from the start to do it in the highest studio, professional studio model possible.
Mm-hmm.
It was started, by Bill Richards, who's an artist, before Pete and I were there.
Uh-huh.
And that was always the model and the intent. Make it a very professional studio model.
What's really interesting about it, working at Playwrights Horizons,
uh-huh.
It's a similar studio model. They begin working professionals to engage with students and to take them to some place within their own creative career.
Right.
And so I think that's what a lot of what we're trying to do is to give them a voice into what they're going through and the things that they need to say about their lives and the challenges they have.
Some of the residents that you work with, Peter, are in wheelchairs, am I correct?
Oh, so yeah, quite a few.
Okay, sure. So, and you are a dance and movement therapist, among other things, so how can you be of assistance to them?
Once you put on the music, everybody moves. Excuse me. But they have to sort of have impulses with it. If you're watching the people and seeing what music is really moving them,
then
you can facilitate them by putting on the music that's really inspiring them,
uh-huh.
and just encouraging them to engage with other people so
uh-huh.
that everybody's engaging, not just the neighbors, but the staff around them.
That goes back to the whole neurology thing. And again, it shows that music helps fire these sort of organizational neurons which create rhythm and cadence in our minds, and people who have somehow lost touch with that ability to just have a rhythmic, we all have rhythms we have to be involved with, and music helps us get that back if we've sort of lost touch with that. And I think that also, if you asked if you could say one thing to me, you know, they call music a universal language, which is almost a cliche if you don't really understand what it means. But what it means is that it's a higher form of communication. And if there's a form of communication you have which is impaired and you're taken out of your normal ability to interface with the world, music gives you an opportunity to do that in a better way. And once you start to have that experience, then you have that experience. And if you haven't had the experience, if you're an autistic boy who's never talked,
mm-hmm.
or if you're a brain injured person who hasn't talked for a long time, or whatever the case may be, that becomes your identity. Then all of a sudden your identity changes, because now you're singing and now you're moving and now you're interfacing with people, you know, or to put it not clinically, you're socializing with people. You're doing things which you weren't doing before or not doing very well.
You're trusting yourself to put yourself through an experience.
And
right.
you can become that person that you are rising to in the music.
Well, you know, it as I said, there's so much to be learned. If you'd like more information about this particular facility, you guys, it's northeastcenter.com. If you'd like more information about music therapy, the American Music Therapy Association can be of assistance to you, AMTA. And if you would like a copy of Together We Dream, Together We Heal, we'll be giving them away in just a minute or two here on Anything Goes. You can give us a call at 201-692-2012. And as I mentioned before, in honor of Halloween, we're giving away all treats exempt from our 90-day rule. So if you would like this CD to share with a loved one or just to enhance your own life, please feel free to give a call. And don't forget to check out the Muddy Cup Coffee House in Kingston, New York on November 12th to see some of these wonderful folks perform for you and also heal you as well as them. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming into Anything Goes. I got one more song queued up I'd like to share. Tell me about the Steakhouse Blues.
Well, I mean, in terms of somebody changing their frame of reference and communication through music, this is a perfect example. And here's Peter to tell you about it right now.
It's the comedy team of Sorzynski and Bess.
Nadina was one that could always she started to talk about what the things that she loved to eat. And we started to go, well, how would you like some steak, Nadina? And she would go, okay, well, I would like some steak. And then she would start to tell us all the things that she wanted to have with the steak. And she's somebody that always would come to the street festival and sing along with all the songs. She almost appears to be this sort of little blues singer. So Rick started to put a blues sort of riff behind it, and we started to ask her these questions during the riff, and that's how the Stakeout Blues was sort of born.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a piece that could, this is one of the pieces on the CD that just came out of the moment. Could never be repeated in exactly the same way. And Nadine is a person that talks and talks and talks, but sometimes she talks and it becomes this talk that's not really connecting in a very specific or communicative way. And through music, she was able to take that and frame it in such a way that it's really this beautiful piece that many people love. And there you go.
All righty. And I do have the website for you guys. It is, in fact, muddycup.com. And the folks from the Northeast Center, the neighbors, the resident neighbors, as well as Rick Sorzynski and Peter Bess, will be there on November 12th at 7 p.m. with the Steakhouse Blues and everything else. As you know, I have to quote, if I can, borrow. I always believe in stealing from the best. Oprah quoted from A Stroke of Insight about a brain-injured person, I'm in here, come and get me.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys do. Thank you so very much. Here's some Steakhouse Blues, courtesy of who?
Nadina.
Here on Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Stay tuned for more from that brand-new Natalie Cole album, more from the Bette Midler album we're giving away, and some more tickets for you to win.
Steakhouse Blues.
Okay.
Give us a call right now at 201-692-2012 if you'd like a copy of this cool album.
To the Steakhouse.
To the Steakhouse Blues. I mean, you mean some steak and potatoes, carrots and corn.
Steakhouse.
Yep, and something to drink.
Lord
yep,
because you're feeling hungry.
You know what is going in my damn gut, nobody else's. I can't say no clearer than that, you know?
What you gonna
yep, we're gonna have some steak, potatoes, carrots,
what
corn, and something to drink. And then I'll be full after that. From the Steakhouse. Go to the Steakhouse Blues. Go. At least I know I'll be full when I leave there. I don't have to worry about nothing until supper time.
I got the
Steakhouse Blues.
What you gonna drink then?
Cola or ginger ale?
What you gonna drink then?
Pack of coffee?
No, that was in the morning. I drink coffee to keep my derriere woke. Cause of the caffeine. Yes. Well, everybody needs that every now and then to be woken up. And a coffee won't help you out your derriere very much.
Hey, do you know what's for dessert?
Maybe ice cream. You know what? I don't eat a lot, so I'm not a gullible person. Well, I can't help it. That's not the way I was brought up. You have to save some for more people. I'm just one person on this damn planet. Steakhouse Blues. Well, the Steakhouse Blues. But I shouldn't feel blue about anything because I'm never a sad woman. I'm just grateful for being alive. I think everybody should. I'm just one on this damn planet. I know it's eight of us in my family. And I'm an aunt four times, but big damn deal. Three boys and a girl. Jamel, Armani, Tyreek, and Jarrell. But you mess with them, your derriere belongs to me. No, well, I love me some steak, so. Don't you tenderize it and season it properly. And put onions and bell peppers on it. And then you have, then I won't have no problem with it. And season it. Because it will not taste good if you don't season it. Whoa, in the steakhouse blues.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery on this terrific radio station.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my life. This old house was home and comfort as we lived through storm and strife. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer. Ain't I gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer. I'm a getting ready to